This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Hello, this is Mariam Lemu. You are about to listen to an episode from my certified premarital masterclass. Listen and learn.
Welcome back. What to talk about and questions to ask during this period? I'll never forget something my brother told me, which is that I should always be like the ocean. That the ocean is the largest mass on earth. However, it is so humble that it continues to collect from everywhere. And by collecting, it keeps getting bigger and bigger and deeper and deeper. It collects from the sky, from the rivers, and from the streams. So in this case, I would like you to also ask people whom you respect. Make sure you don't ask someone who's going to misguide you, but ask them for additional tips on what to talk about and questions to ask during this period, and also what to do. Now, ideally, it is best that your parents or your family members take a significant role or play a significant role during this period. And the next thing I want you to do is very, very significant. Though it's not very common in Muslim communities to require this to be done before the marriage. However, I would like to encourage you to make sure it is done in your case. This reduces the risk of pain and anguish in the future, and that is to do a blood test to determine not only the genotype of the person you want to marry, but also their HIV status. The result of this should guide you in either going forward or calling it off. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that when you find out the result, the person is not marriage worthy. No. Just go back to that thing I talked about much earlier, which is what can you live with and what can you live without. So it's good to know so you make the right decision. Now, once you have met someone and you want to go through this period of the getting to know you phase, you need to keep your eyes wide open and ask a ton of questions. You need to talk about everything except what is inappropriate. Now, I caught it in what is considered today to be very old school or very old fashioned. And actually, that is the halal way. In fact, even the word courting is old fashioned today. What you hear used is dating. Dating actually is a Western terminology that has a totally different meaning. When you say you date someone, it means you're most likely sleeping with them. And I get really nervous with imported lingo. My parents always insisted that my husband-to-be and I sit in a public place where people would be walking through. So we often sat in my parents' living room, or I would go over to his sister's house and we would sit in the living room and people would just be walking through. I remember my father saying to me, never allow Shaitan to be the third in the room, and make sure, no matter what you do, that Allah puts his blessing in your union by doing the right thing before the wedding. I really, really wanted Allah to bless my union, so I complied, even though we were tempted on many occasions to go to a place that was more private. Now, during courtship, just I'm going to emphasize this, you have to court the halal way. So no matter what you do, no physical contact of any kind. Your partner is not your spouse. Well, not yet anyway. No physical contact. Try to always have an adult in the room if possible, or make sure you are in a public place where the risk to control your urges are not going to be necessary. It reduces temptation, I promise you this. Be careful about the kind of pictures you take as well and what kind of images you share. Watch what you write as well. Be very, very careful writing explicit messages to the person you want to marry. You do not want to end up committing zina of the tongue with seductive things you say to each other during courtship, maybe via text messages. Do not commit zina of the eyes by seeing things you shouldn't be seeing, taking photographs that you may later on regret. Why? Because they may not be the one. And then do not commit zina of the touch, zina of touch, by feeling around places that you know you shouldn't be feeling. Never ever get into any kind of intimate relationship with someone with the mistaken belief that they are the one. What if they are not? I know in some cultures, actually, they require you to sleep with the person you want to get married and impregnate them before the marriage. Why? Because they want to know that you are fertile. Do not ever allow culture or tradition to make you offend Allah. So no looking, no testing, no tasting, no feeling around to know how it feels. So we've talked about what you cannot do. I'd like during the next episode to talk about what you should do. Join me for that.
Did you enjoy this episode? Well, I've created a 72-video online course just for you. Visit www.mariamlemu.com now. Did you enjoy this episode? Well, I've created a 72-video online course just for you. Visit www.mariamlemu.com now.